The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Robin Perry Braun. So I'm going to ask you, Lexi, so you just came from Colorado. Do you want to go higher?
No.
What was it like? I want an update. I want a weather update.
The whole thing?
Where did you go? I was in Colorado last week.
I went to Denver.
Oh, I flew in and out of Denver.
Yeah.
I went to Breckenridge. I was in Breckenridge.
See, that's what I was telling Avi and Diamond, that I really wish we would have been in the mountains better. Like, Denver's cool, but I feel like I was just in Dallas or in Austin.
Yeah, it's right. Kind it's just of like, a city.
It's kind of just not really the vibe I was wanting, but it was cool. It was cool. The people are super nice. The city.
And they're super relaxed.
They are all very relaxed. It was cool. One of the Lyft drivers told us there's more marijuana dispensaries in Denver than there are McDonald's and Starbucks combined.
Wow. I believe it.
Wow.
They are on every corner.
Yeah.
Every corner.
Well, and you have to be so careful. I had a friend who lives in California, and I can't go into a lot of details, but I want to say this, that I mean, there does need to be some sort of regulation.
Yes.
I do believe that it needs to be completely legal, just like it is in Washington, D.C., by the way. And I believe that I read that it's been legal in Washington, D.C., marijuana, okay, recreational marijuana, for how many years did I read? 20?
Since 2014.
Since 2014. Okay, so why is that, and why is it not the rest of the country? That seems a little odd to me. Does it to anyone else here? That
is odd.
In Washington, D.C., which is where the capital the federal government gets to smoke weed, recreational weed.
Oh, gosh, if I had to be in politics every day, I would want to stay high, too. So.
Well,
that's
true. But does that strike that? Is that odd to anybody else besides me?
Yeah.
How did they pick the states that they were very selective with?
Well,
the
state's petition.
Well, right.
Right. But I just think it's odd.
So I bought this little ceramic little clay pot at a store, and it says a little pot from Colorado.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, you do have to be careful. I heard a story last week out of California, and this company that's selling, gummy bears and gummy candies, just all kinds of candies with CBD oil in them. So basically, they bought candy, sprinkled CBD oil all over them, repackaged them, put their own label on it. And it's like, you shouldn't be able to do that. And just
manufacture the things themselves, the gummies themselves?
No.
Okay.
No, they bought gummies and then sprinkled
injected
them with CBD
them, yeah.
oil. And it's just like, so I do think that we do need some regulation, but not over regulation.
Yeah.
People should still be able, if they want to, like now in California, they can grow it in their own backyard,
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's all over
the
place.
Well, and these dispensaries too, they have regulations to make sure they're using good quality? I mean, that it's safe? Or, I mean, is there any kind of regulation on these places where you're buying stuff?
I have no clue.
I don't believe that there is.
Okay.
No,
which is a little scary because, mm-hmm.
Hence the story I just told you about them, sprinkling the CBD oil on the gummy bears and repackaging them with their label. And so you just have to be careful with everything.
Right.
I get duped all the time when I'm in a hurry. I bought some protein bars last week. I'm not going to say what kind they are. I actually know the person that is at the helm of the company, and I got duped. They have sucralose in them.
Right.
Sucralose affects your healthy gut microbiome.
Right.
And so I'm like, damn it, Jim. How did I get duped again? Mm-hmm. And so anybody can. You have to be so careful. So careful.
Yeah.
So grow your own pot if you live in one of these states.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to worry about it.
Or make your own CBD oil.
Yeah, and make your own CBD oil. Exactly.
Yeah.
Or get it from a reputable source.
And
sprinkle it on your own gummy bears.
Like Charlotte's Web is a very reputable source. They really are. They are the most trusted in the industry.
So pop a gummy bear, pop some CBD oil, and you have the same effect, but you can trust that it's clean.
So what else did you see in Denver? So you didn't get to see a lot of action or anything? Did you go skiing? You didn't go skiing?
No, we didn't go skiing.
I saw a picture. She went on a hike.
We went on a hike, which was beautiful. We went to Golden, and that's where like the Coors Brewery is and all their little microbreweries. It was really, really pretty. And then we got to see snow. It snowed the day that our flight got canceled.
That's why you weren't here yesterday.
So, but yeah, we had a really good time. It was fun. We got to see snow.
We left at 8:30 on Saturday night, right before the snow started. So it worked out perfect.
We were supposed to leave 8:30 Sunday night.
Like, you can't even drive. We couldn't have driven from Breckenridge to Denver during the snow. Because if you don't have chains on your tires, you can get like a $500,000 fine.
Chains on your tires. Yep. I used to have chains on my tires.
In New York.
Yeah. Upstate New York. People have no idea that brutal life that they live up
brutal.
There.
Yeah.
It is absolutely brutal. And I've said this many times on the air. The last time that when I moved from New York, it was this. There was a huge snowstorm, like effect snow, that came off of Lake Ontario. And we got 108 inches of snow in 30 days.
That's
crazy. My car got destroyed from a big icicle that flattened it.
Yes,
it flattened my car, like totaled it.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, you know, and I had already lived in Europe for a while, and I lived on the West Coast, and I said, I'm getting out of here.
I'm done
again. I'm out of here. And, you know, but that's where my family lives. So there's a comfort zone there. And that's when I moved to Big D. So.
And it's a great place to go in the summer, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, when I first moved here, so coming out of upstate New York, where, you know, the average temperature is like zero in the winter, came down here in February, okay? And I had shorts on. I was wearing shorts all the time. And people would look at me kind of strange. But for me, it was summer.
It was so warm.
I mean, the temperature was like in the 60s. Well, that's a summer night in upstate New York.
Yep.
After the sun goes down, you know, it's like in the 60s.
Yeah.
Or
it's
at least
relative.
It used to be. Yeah, and so it's all relative. But we have a really great show coming up today. I have to tell you guys, you're going to want to stay tuned in because David Essel is going to be with us, excuse me, for two segments. And we're going to be talking about using sex as a weapon. And I love this subject. Women, and you know, women get tagged with this a lot. But it's not just a woman thing. Men do this too. I think that all people use sex for motivation. They use it for a lot of different things. They use it to, Lexi's got some comments that she's going to share.
Yeah, I can.
We were talking about it.
I'm a little scared, but I will.
Her face is turning red.
I don't like talking about sex publicly.
I don't either, but I do think that sometimes hearing what other people have been through or what their norm is or
normalizes
is not.
Normalizes it.
Yeah, it makes it not so scary. I've got some friends' stories that I'm going to share on the air. And Avi, what about you? Are you willing to talk about this?
Sure.
Yeah.
There's some stories to go around.
Well, people always think that women are the ones that use sex as a tool, but, you know,
it can go the other way.
Go the other way, absolutely. And unless a man has a vagina and a woman has a penis, I don't think that we fully understand the opposite sex. And so we're going to talk all about it. Robin Perry Braun is going to do the commentation. We don't even know exactly where she's going to go with this topic after David is finished. No pun intended.
Oh, jeez. Goodness.
Did you like that? I didn't even mean to do that. But after
that
I said
good.
The word finish, I'm like, okay, I got to go there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I want to get started kind of early, and I don't have time to, like, bring up a food subject or anything. So let's go to break, Diamond. And when we come back, we've got David Essel talking about using sex as a weapon. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time, these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray on the music. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Robin Perry Braun. She is a holistic counselor. And David Ussel, is he on the line? We're still waiting for him, right? That's okay. You know what? So David Ussel, I love this guy. He is the author of the book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will. The Myth of Positive Thinking, The Reality of Success. He holds a master's degree and is a number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, and international speaker whose mission is to positively affect 1 million people or more every day. I think the last time we talked, it was 2 million a day. But regardless of their current circumstances, David is also highly endorsed by the late Wayne Dyer, a great man, Mark Victor Hansen's Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as many other celebrities, radio and television networks from around the United States of America. Celebrity Jenny McCarthy says that David Ussel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement. I love this guy. David, are you on the line?
Oh, my love is coming right back to you, Bernadette.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm kind of scared to talk about this subject, David. I really am. Using sex as a weapon. I know that women are the ones that get hit with this a lot, but men do this too, David.
Oh, my God. You know, it's used by both sexes, and I'm going to tell you something. Women are blamed all the time for doing this, but guys have to accept responsibility because we play the same ridiculous game. And if you look at all the tools available, Bernadette, in order to get back at someone in an intimate relationship, this is one of the most damaging.
Well, do you think that they're really trying to get back at someone? Because I personally don't think I have ever used sex as a weapon. You know, and I'm not saying that to be Miss Goody Two Shoes over here. Like, I'm not guilty of manipulation or anything like that. But I'm just not a manipulative type person, and I've never used sex as a weapon. And I know a lot of people do. But you know, you say that 99% of the couples you've worked with that have had an affair, it's due to resentments. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you look at all of the people, about 50% to 60% of men, and now this is going to sound really crappy, but will have an affair in relationships, and women are catching up, Bernadette. They're at about 45 to 48% now.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the greatest weapons that we use is that, you know what, if you're not going to give me the type of relationship I want from you, I'm going to go somewhere else to get it.
Mm.
And It's a deadly weapon. And, of course, no one has the strength to stand in front of their partner and to say, if this relationship doesn't change, I'm going to go have an affair.
Right.
You know, like we're doing it on a passive-aggressive, behind-your-back kind of way, which is outrageously damaging. And that's one of the worst ways that people use sex as a weapon in their relationship.
Well, and in that instance, I think men are more guilty, or at least the history of relationships, men have been more guilty because women bear children. They don't have time for an affair. They barely have time to, you know, take a bath after they've had a baby. And so I don't think it's a particular weapon that that they're using sex as a weapon. And I have to add this too, you know, that same type of guy that does that has an affair, I have friends that have gone through this where their husbands have kind of coerce them to bring another partner into the bedroom. I have one friend in particular who her husband was relentless about always making her feel inadequate if she didn't want to have a threesome with somebody, and it made her extremely uncomfortable.
Sure. That's another way to use sex as a weapon, right? It's
right.
Like, hey, I'm going to get you to do what I want, and if you don't do what I want, there's going to be punishment. And whenever any form of sex, now we haven't even talked about one of the most blatant forms, which I know we will next, but anytime someone is trying to coerce or make you feel bad and they use sex in that way, Bernadette, that's what we're referring to as sex as a weapon. And yes, there's a lot of people in this country today that will encourage and tease their partner about bringing someone else in. And if the partner happens to have a few drinks one night and goes, you know, maybe sometimes down the road that'd be fun, and then all of a sudden the next day, the other side of the equation is saying, hey, I found someone.
Mm-hmm.
We're going, hey, wait a minute. I just was brainstorming with you last night. I didn't really mean it. And then the person who wants that to happen, that's when they come out with both guns blasting. And once again, we're using sex as a weapon.
Right. Well, so this comes to the next question. How can sex be used as a weapon? Can you talk about ex-partners and setting boundaries, especially when kids are involved?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, let me go to one last thing in regards to the weapon before we go to kids.
Okay.
And that is this, Bernadette, is that shutting down sexually is a weapon as well.
But David, so this is what, so I don't think that people, I know, and I'm kind of speaking for myself here, and friends of mine, I don't think that women mean to do that. And that's kind of an important message that I think men need to hear from a woman, that when you don't treat a woman well, I think it's a natural, what am I trying to say here? Just a natural reaction or response to not want that person to touch you physically when they've hurt you emotionally or mentally.
Okay, that's fair enough. But in that case, then, people have to be willing to speak about their pain, to go and get help, and not to shut down in the bedroom because they're not getting what they want out of the relationship. Bernadette, for 28 years as a counselor, I can tell you without a doubt, thousands of women that I've worked with have admitted that when they're upset with their husband or their boyfriend who didn't do X, they will shut down in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not talking about because their boyfriend or husband had affairs. We're not talking about huge things. We're talking about, you know, they said they were going to do X. They didn't do it when I wanted them to. So I'm just going to go to bed early. I'm going to start staying at the office later. I'm going to have a few drinks at night so I just pass out. Women are really the number one individual of the two genders. They're the number one that use the absence of sex as a weapon much more than men do.
Hmm. That's interesting. It's really interesting on a lot of levels. Lexi and I were talking before the show, and she was talking about a relationship that she had at one time. You want to take the mic here, Lexi, and
Sure.
share your story?
I guess my situation was a little different. I would use it to get away from conversation or get away from conflict so that I didn't have to deal with that. I would rather just please him than make him angry at me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is another way that we're using sex as a weapon, right? As an avoidance technique, right,
yep.
Lexi?
That is correct.
Yeah. So we use it as avoidance. Now, let me tell you guys something really interesting. A lot of couples that I've worked with, when they are disagreeing, I get them to understand and to verbally discuss what they're disagreeing about. And then I also say, hey, listen, because of the fact that we're moving forward, if you don't feel like having sex, would you be willing to please your wife anyway? Would you be willing to please your husband anyway if you're not in the mood for sex? Would you be willing to take care, you know, with guys, I mean, it really doesn't take that much effort.
Yeah. Yeah, know? And I think that most women would. I think what's happening is, this is what I think when this happens, that the relationship isn't whole in the first place. Like you said, you end up with them in your counseling, you know, office looking for solutions to this problem. But I think that sometimes... I think that people hook up too fast, they have sex too fast, and they end up getting into a relationship that isn't a good one. They have to become friends first and see that they have a lot of compatibility. And I think the passion and the sex naturally follows when you're attracted to someone, correct?
Oh, my God. And let me tell you a great story. I just ended working with this guy in Canada who had a series of hookup relationships over the last 10 years. You know, it's very common with the age 18 to 30.
Oh, yeah.
To go through that, and that's their relationships, and many of them. That's what they call relationships. You know, it lasts 30 days, 60 days, maybe less. And he decided that he wanted a full-blown, open, loving, not open when I mean open sexually, but an open, communicative, loving relationship that would lead to marriage and children.
Mm-hmm.
So step number one is I got him off of Tinder, Bumble, all these different apps and sites. Step number one, cleared all that stuff out. Step number two, and Bernadette, this is something so important for the listeners to hear because it goes back to what you said a second ago. I said to him, when you meet this woman, I want you to get to know her. So you come back to me next week and tell me how many weeks you will date her without having sex. Now, this is a virile 30-year-old man who loves sex, and he came back and he said, I'll tell you what, I'm so serious about finding a great partner. I will date her for 8 weeks or 12 weeks. Without having sex at all.
That's it? 8 or 12 weeks?
Okay, now, wait till you hear what
is that just me
next.
That finds that funny?
On the second date, she said, let's go back to my condo. And he said, you know, I can't have sex with you yet. Now, this is the woman, right, who's saying, let's go back. And she goes, but I'm really attracted to you. We have a great personality. We match, blah, blah. He goes, I have to wait 8 or 12 weeks. My counselor said that I can't have sex with you. Do you know that when they finally had sex at 12 weeks, he said to me, I had never known a woman so deeply in my life. She got on the phone and she said, David, that was the most miraculous thing that I've ever gone through as a 28-year-old woman.
Wow. And to me, 8 to 12 weeks, that's only 2 or 3 months. I don't think that's enough time to really get to know somebody well. Again, I think it should be even a little longer. And there's lots of ways to, satisfy that urge in the meantime. But I think if you wait even longer, you might have even greater self-discovery.
And that is an individual choice, Bernadette, that I say to people, look at what hasn't worked. And remove yourself from that pattern. So if someone waited 2 weeks, a month, 4 months, and they still continue to attract the dead-end relationships, then they'd want to increase that amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an individual, like there isn't a perfect answer. You know, you could go a year, you could date someone for a year without sex. That doesn't mean the relationship is going to last.
That's true. That's also true. But I don't know. I guess, like you said, it's an individual choice. Robin, what do you think about this?
Well, you know, I agree. I mean, really the purpose of sex is about intimacy. And how are you truly intimate with somebody that you don't know? And so when we pattern our brain to make sex be separate from intimacy, then we don't really have what it was intended, you know, for.
Right. Well, and I'm also thinking of the aftermath. What if a pregnancy results, okay? Do you know this guy well enough to know that he's going to be a great father? Have you taken the time to get to know his family? I mean, because these are all things that screw up kids' lives when people have babies that they're not prepared for. And so, you know, I think that's a very important question to address.
Well, it is, and it goes into the point that you brought up earlier. You know, what if you make the mistake? Now, remember, 50% plus of couples who marry are going to divorce. That statistic is solid. It hasn't changed for years. So you have a 50% chance, if you're listening to Bernadette right now and you marry someone and you have kids, there's a 50% chance you're going to divorce. That sucks.
Yeah,
right?
It does suck for the kids especially.
Exactly. You know, we've written so many articles, Bernadette, about why not to stay together for the kids. You know, traditionally in psychotherapy, when I was in training in the 80s, our whole mode of operation was it's better for kids to have a mom and dad throughout their whole life, even if mom and dad hate each other.
Right.
Now, in my personal opinion, I'm on the opposite side of the fence.
No, I don't agree in staying in a bad marriage either, but hence the point that you got to take the time to get to know that person really well, because if there is an accidental pregnancy, because any birth control can fail. It just can. And then you're faced, the woman is faced with a huge choice and a responsibility for the rest of her life if she decides not to terminate the pregnancy. All really good conversation, though. Don't you agree?
Oh, my God, yes. And if you get stuck with a dead-end wife or a dead-end husband and you divorce and you have kids, one of the most important things that people need to be able to do, Bernadette, is to set incredibly powerful boundaries with consequences so that the negativity of the former partner doesn't ruin their lives and their kids going down the road.
Right, and absolutely.
You have to have strength. You know, do we have a minute to share another story?
Yes, but you're staying with us, so you're coming back, right?
Awesome. I'd love it, honey.
All right, well, let's go to break, and then I can't wait to talk to you some more. I'm really looking forward to it. Everybody stay tuned. David, more of David Essel coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. Saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Young, heart to heart, we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a battle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. There we go. Oh, well. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with, I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio with me, Aviana Barrientos, Robin Perry Braun, and David Essel is on the line. He, if you're just now joining us, he holds a master's degree and is a number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, and international speaker whose mission is to positively affect 1 million people or more every day, regardless of their current circumstances. David's work is also highly endorsed by the late Wayne Dyer, a great man, Mark Victor Hansen's Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as many other celebrities, radio and television networks from around the United States of America. Celebrity Jenny McCarthy says that David Essel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement, no pun intended. David, did you like that joke?
I love it.
I can't help it. I guess because I grew up with three brothers, I always heard all these little, you know, all these little innuendos, but oh my goodness. Yeah, I could tell some stories about my brothers. jeepers. We're talking about using sex as a weapon. Where do you want to go with this?
Well, you know, I wanted to go into this whole thing because this affects so many people, is that if you made the mistake and married the wrong individual and had children and now you're divorced, but you're co-parenting from separate homes, like, what do you do if you find yourself lined up with a real jerk? Whether the jerk is a guy or a woman, it doesn't matter. They can be equally the same. And I wanted to share this story that we wrote about in a recent article about a client that I worked with who was overpowered by her husband during the marriage. And then after the marriage, the same thing was happening. And what he would do is he would barge into her house unannounced, just open the front door and walk in. And he always had an excuse, you know, well, I needed to drop off, you know, our daughter's homework, or I needed to do this or that. But, you know, he was just extremely abrasive. He would walk around the house looking at magazines that she's reading, drop them on the counter laughing. He'd open the refrigerator, and he'd be going through it and grabbing something and eating it. He'd sit down at the table, put his feet up on the table like he owned the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of her low self-confidence and low self-esteem, she didn't have the strength initially to actually say anything to him other than she would just walk out of the room like that was going to do something.
Well, yeah, and you said they had children together. A lot of times that's what holds a woman captive in an abusive marriage or abusive relationship because she doesn't want the children to suffer.
Absolutely. Well, and that's, you know, and that's true. Unfortunately, as you probably can guess, Bernadette, in the work that we've done, we see kids much more damaged when parents who are so acrimonious toward each other stay together than if they separate and if they divorce and move on. In her case, though, this was a chance for her to shatter this codependent relationship she had with her former husband now. And so in our work together, I had her set up boundaries. And she sent it to her attorney and got everything cleared with him and then sent it to her former husband. And in it, it stated all of these things he could no longer do. He had to text or call and ask permission to come in the house. Once he was in the house, for whatever reason he was there, he had a minute or 2 minutes to do what he had to do, drop off papers, whatever it was, and he had to exit the house. Now, this was 6 months ago. I want to tell you the most miraculous thing that has happened is that this man, because it came from the attorney's office, respected her wishes, and the son, the teenage son, who started to become like his father, mistreating his mom, has totally turned it around.
Wow.
All because of the fact that she set boundaries with consequences to shatter the relationship they had, the terrible things they had in the relationship when they were married.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's amazing, Bernadette.
Yeah, no, it is amazing, and I thank you for sharing that story. I think there's a lot of people out there that can definitely relate to that story. It goes on. It happens, and people they forget how to draw boundaries in relationships, and I think that's where they get into trouble overall. And, you know, I know that you talk about the subconscious mind versus the conscious mind when it comes to relationships. Are they to blame for our environment that we live in?
Well, you know, it's so great you bring that question up. And let me tell you something. When you have a pattern, not you, Bernadette, when others have a pattern of selecting the wrong partner over and over and over again, that pattern is coming from the subconscious mind. From the age of 0 to 18, in our environment at home, we are taking into the subconscious mind cues on what marriage looks like. Now, it can't differentiate between a happy marriage or an unhealthy marriage, what we do is we look and we go, oh, you know, dad works late. Mom has to do everything with the kids. That's what a father does. Or dad drinks every night. That's what a husband does. Or mom shops and hides stuff in the closet so dad doesn't see. And that happens all the time in this world.
Yeah.
And you know, and so we take these cues in when we're growing up. And then, believe it or not, because it's in the subconscious, it's not in our conscious mind, Bernadette, we will marry someone similar to our father, our mother, the traits they have that we don't like. And I will tell you that about 90% from in the last 28 years as a counselor, about 90% of the individuals that I work with that are trying to find love the right way will admit that they're repeating something from childhood that wasn't healthy.
Well, and so it sounds like that this is the place you should start if you want to get into a new relationship, is digging into your own self, your own subconscious, and figuring out why you do the things that you do, right?
Yeah, like if you look at all the errors that we've made in our past relationships, start with us. You know, don't look at the bad guys that you've dated, the bad women you've dated, but look at your errors. And one of them is, are you staying too long when you've seen the signs that this isn't going to work? Number two, what you said earlier, Bernadette, are you having sex too soon, which ropes you into a relationship before you know someone?
Well, yeah, because... You know, because I mean, a lot of people, I think most people really don't want to sleep around a lot. I say that, but then during the break, Aviana and Lexi were saying that, you know, they're even having sex at concerts now, that people hook up and go and have sex at a concert.
Oh, you know what? The world is changing in wonderful ways and insane ways. And it has been since the beginning of time, and it always will. But if that's a pattern, like if you, well, first of all, we have to differentiate this, Mayor Bernadette, and say to your listeners, do you even want a solid, committed, monogamous, long-term relationship? Because sometimes we're going after it not because we want to, but because our girlfriends are all getting married or our parents think it's good or something. So you have to ask yourself the question, what the heck do I want? And if I don't want a long-term, committed relationship right now, tell every person you date right where you're at and use protection. You know, like those are the two most important things. If you don't want a long-term relationship, but you want sex, well, God, you've got to be honest with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other day in the New York Times, there was an amazing article written by this woman, and she actually used her real name, too, which was shocking. But she talked about herself being a 30-year-old woman that really doesn't mind one-night stands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was talking about herself, and then she said, but every time I'm with a guy, and on the way out the door, he says, that was incredible. I want to see you in 24 hours. I drop my guard. I get emotionally attached, and then I get trashed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy does, and he was just saying it to be nice, and he was just, and she said, I have had my heart hurt so many times because I've allowed words to lead me to think there's something there versus people's actions. And so we have to really take a look right now and say, what do I want? If I don't want a relationship, hey, that's okay. You don't have to follow the crowd and get into a relationship.
Yeah.
But if you do want a relationship, you're going to probably have to change most of the ways that you've been dating in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the type of people you've been dating, you're probably going to have to go the other way. And a really cute line I tell all my clients that have had a bunch of dysfunctional relationships is I tell them this. A healthy guy and or a healthy woman is going to feel boring as hell to you.
It's going to feel what? Say that again.
Boring. They're going to feel so boring because if you had a bunch of dysfunctional breakups, you're probably dating for adrenaline. You're probably dating people that are bad boys or not trustworthy girls, and you get off on the excitement of trying to reel them in. And so when you start to date in a healthy way, most healthy people that you date are going to initially feel boring because they're safe, they can communicate, they do what they say they're going to do. And if your mind, Bernadette, is used to the chaos and drama of excitement of dating, these new type of people that are healthy aren't going to really turn you on as much as the bad boys and girls did in the past. It's an interesting phenomenon.
It is interesting, and I wish we had a little more time to talk about it, but you're going to have to come back to talk more about this, because I find this subject so fascinating. But before we get off the air, I want to talk about your new book, Focus.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? This book is already rocking. It's been out for 6 days, Bernadette, and it's gone nuts. I can't tell you how many articles have been printed and reviews already on it. People can get information at talkdavid.com. That's our website.
Okay.
You can read the free preview on the entire book at Talk David. But really what the book is about, how to focus to find profound love, how to focus to find the most amazing body you've ever had, how to focus to find inner peace. I mean, there's steps and procedures throughout the whole book that allows you to just follow what we've been teaching since 1996 and to get super focused, to throw multitasking out the door in order to achieve the biggest goals you want right now. And it's all in the book.
I love it. I love it. And I love you. And I love your what you're doing, trying to make, you know, a million people. Is it up to 1 million or 2 million people every day happy, regardless of their... 2 million. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And going up, right? Like a rocket.
I love it, Bernadette. Amen.
Okay. I love having you on the show. We'll talk to you soon, David.
Thanks, Bernadette.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. We've got Robin Perry Braun coming up next. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Shake up a quick snack on the go. Add some quality nutrition to any meal, or whip up some before or after a workout to get your cells what they need to fire on all cylinders. Illuminate can do that and more, and it tastes as amazing as it feels. It's only 160 calories and 19 grams of protein. I love that. And it's 100% organic. Find it at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and we've got Robin Perry Braun in studio. I want to let everyone know that you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, because they bring this programming to you, like Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, Charlotte's Web, Paleo Magazine. The Well-Being Journal is now partnering with us, which is awesome. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Crazy Water. And you know what? So we were talking about drugs, then we were talking about sex. So how about a little rock and roll here, Robin? What do you want us to know about using sex as a weapon? And for those of you just now joining us, Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has actually worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 16 years. She is also an emotion code energy practitioner and integrated life practitioner, author, ordained minister, speaker, and does Skype sessions all over the world. She uses a quantum energy approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical problems. You can find all of our experts at onelifradio.com. You can also find Robin Perry Braun at integratedlifestrategies.com. Okay, let's continue this talk about using sex as a weapon or a tool. Robin.
Well, I wanted to address one of the things why I think that women are more likely to withhold sex than men are. And it's really a physiological difference. So science basically tells us that women have 40% more neurons that connect your right and left brain, which makes us more able to multitask. If you think about traditional roles, we're doing laundry, parenting children, cooking, cleaning.
Right. And by the way, women don't multitask because it causes shrinkage in your front brain, your frontal lobes.
Limit your multitasking. But we're more wired to be connecting our emotional with our thinking, that's right and left brain, on a regular basis, where men are more focused. They're more likely to stay in one part of their brain.
And that's why they can have a fight and still want sex five minutes later.
That's right.
And women are like, wait a minute, you just made me feel really bad. I don't want you to enter in my body, my heart, my soul.
Yes.
Right.
So for women, sex is more emotional. It's more of a heart connection in general. It's more of a becoming one with that person. And when you're in fight or flight mode, the last thing you want to do is become one with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you either want to beat them up or you want to run away.
You certainly don't want to lay down with them.
Right, exactly.
Unless you're going to punch them.
Right.
I'm
so
joking.
I don't think that's a conditioning thing. I think it really is a wiring thing, why women are more likely to withdraw.
Yes.
Where men can go, oh, wait, that was 30 minutes ago. You're still thinking about that, you know?
Now, and you're going to think this is a crazy question, and maybe I'm crazy for answering it, but is it because, you know, where we have sex is also where we deliver our babies into the world?
That's a good point.
It's a place that you want to protect.
Yes, and I agree with that. I practiced the family bed principle with my children, who turned out wonderfully, by the way. I always felt like you just can't touch them enough. And so you have to have those really clear boundaries between your bed as a sanctuary and a safe haven. And sex should be an extension of that, you know, to a certain degree. It should always feel safe to you. It should always feel good and clean and safe.
And so there you go. So that's the number one thing that women want from a man, too, is to feel safe.
That's right.
So if you've just violated a woman by yelling at her or being emotionally abusive, the last thing she's going to want to do is, you know, make love to you. That's why they call it making love.
Right. And I agree with that. And I think, you know, to agree with what Dr. David said, it then becomes a topic of, we need to go to counseling. We need to set time aside to resolve conflict and not shove it under the rug.
Right.
You know, sex is a really, really important part of a healthy marriage. I absolutely believe that. I know very few marriages that are good and healthy where sex is not a regular part of it. So,
but I've had friends that have had very healthy sex lives and had horrible marriages.
Right, absolutely.
So it can go both ways.
Because it can be a substitute for real intimacy.
Yeah, where. I totally agree. Absolutely agree. Well, so where do you want to go with this? What about the conscious and the subconscious mind that David was talking about? I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really the focus of my practice, is digging into the subconscious and finding out what beliefs are lying under there. And so kind of speaking on that, I think that, you know, one of the reasons that we talk about this kind of hookup generation, you know, there's classic where people think, oh, they have daddy issues. But the truth is that a lot of women who are promiscuous are really just needing touch and affirmation. And the sex is what they have to give up to have the feeling of being touched. If one of your love languages is touch, and that's the only way you can figure out how to get it, then a lot of times it's not that you're looking for a father. You're just looking for that nurture that was mm-hmm. that was not given to you. You're in a constant state of need to find that. And so a lot of women will be more likely to be promiscuous for that reason. It's interesting. I had a client recently, and she was that, but she wasn't seductive or sexy or, you know, mm-hmm. she didn't come across that way. I think a lot of women who come across more lustful or seductive, they're more likely to have been sexually abused.
Oh, I would
agree
with
so that. That boundary of, and so there's this revenge, and that is using sex as a weapon. It's a power tool. It's a power play. Strippers, prostitutes, very often, it's putting themselves in a position of power when they had been in a position of being a victim. Mm-hmm. And so it's trying to level the playing field for them to feel powerful.
Wow. That's powerful in itself, just that yeah. statement.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to read some stuff here. Okay, sex, using sex as a weapon, 10 harsh truths that you need to know. Okay, it says that it's a weapon for destruction. Would mm-hmm. you agree?
Absolutely.
And so how does that happen?
Well, so weapon of destruction is you're dating somebody else, monogamous, I want you, I go in and I seduce you, and wreck your relationship.
Right. Well, and David kind of said this, it won't solve anything. What do you say to that?
Well, absolutely. It's so the idea of a marriage, too, is that you're in a covenant relationship and you've committed to only be truly intimate with one person. Well, sex is the physiological act of becoming intimate.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have sex without intimacy, it's not what it was designed to be.
Right. Well, and you know what I find, I've always found this very interesting, like, and I guess this dates me, but sex to me is a lot of things, and it's everything that involves anything orally, you know, and that includes, you know, like really heavy kissing and stuff like that. It all leads to sex, but a lot of these young girls don't think that, you know, oral sex is real sex. I don't understand that.
Well, I think that that's a really good question. Some people would say, physiologically, anytime you break a mucous membrane barrier in any way, you've committed a sex act. So, you know, I don't know in what context you would have to define that.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that the physical act of the male organ entering the female is becoming one with that person.
Well, that would be like, yeah, absolutely.
So there's a spiritual component to it
right.
when there is actual intercourse.
Well, can you imagine walking down the street and having a guy say, hey, show me your penis? And,
right.
you know, I mean, or vice versa. That's a very intimate act.
Right.
And I just can't believe that people think that that's not sex.
Well, and that's the programming. You know, these young kids get desensitized by thinking this is okay because everybody's doing it. It's normal. It's part of... You know, social programming between middle school and high school is intense.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where kids learn about sex is middle school and high school.
Right,
not
right.
from their parents, not from their family sitting them down, you know, because no one else talks about
right.
it.
Right. They don't even want to hear it. They have to, ew, you know.
Right. So, just don't do it. Right.
So, okay. So using sex as a weapon, 10 harsh truths that you need to know. This is one of them. It will actually lead to more fights.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's not, you're using it outside of the context of what it was designed for.
Right, and hence, you know, they won't appreciate sex as much, the other person.
Right.
If you're using it as like a manipulation, that's manipulation.
Absolutely.
There's no way that it's not.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're also using it against yourself, because it says that, hello, who in their right mind would deprive themselves of sex just to prove a point and to win an argument? Maybe a narcissist?
Well, or just someone who doesn't have a very strong sex drive and it's no problem.
Oh, yeah, there you go, because that's another thing, too, you know. Some men and women have just greater
unequal.
Sex drives mm-hmm. because they're maybe in better shape. They have high levels of testosterone, all those things. And, man, we're out of time. This was such a good conversation. Robin,
absolutely.
Always love having you in studio. Robin Perry Braun. You can find all of our guest experts at OneLifeRadio.com. And everyone, you know what? We always love doing the show. I hope you enjoyed listening. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.